During the Jeep Celebration sales event at Moran Blue Water CDJR, you can test drive a new Jeep Grand Cherokee, Compass, or all-new redesigned 2025 Ram 1500. Located on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot, or check them out 24/7 at moranbluewatercdjr.com and ride the wave to savings.
All right, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this finally Friday morning. What a week this has been. It started on Monday with a presidential inauguration and a whole host of executive orders dealing with a wide range of issues, including what President Trump calls an energy crisis. And joining us right now to talk a little bit more about the new energy policies that the president is instituting is the president of the Consumer Energy Alliance, David Holt. David, good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks. Bottom line, are we going to see gas prices fall? By how much and when?
You know, I think if it was left up just to the United States and global oil prices didn't dictate, you know, gasoline and diesel prices here, I think we would. You know, the president signaling a national emergency, allowing him from with executive orders and secretarial orders to do more to spur energy development in this country, building more pipelines, building more transmission lines, you know, opening up the Gulf of Mexico again, opening up Alaska, things like that. You know, really this energy dominance using homegrown American energy messaging. One, it sends a message to the market that we're serious about our energy policy. And two, adds more product to the marketplace, which, of course, drives down energy prices. You know, the good news is even before these actions, we're seeing gasoline diesel prices come down. But we should expect them to come down a little bit more. So it's probably good news for American consumers and families.
Are we likely to see the prices go up, though, first before they come back down?
You know, it's interesting. The president did say something yesterday about talking to Saudi Arabia and OPEC mm-hmm. about, you know, adding more oil to the market to lower oil prices to really push Russia to the table in the Ukrainian-Russian conflict, you know, because Russia relies so much on their oil. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on in this that really sends, you know, positive signals to the American consumers that we could see gasoline prices come down. So hard to predict, mm-hmm. but on the whole, throughout the year, you know, all the experts are looking at gasoline prices around $3 a gallon, but I think we could see it a little bit better than that in the near term.
What about our reliance on foreign oil? It sounds like the president wants to have a lot less foreign oil in the marketplace, and in fact, we'll be implementing those tariffs next month. What impact is that going to have?
You know, it'll be interesting because, you know, he wants, you know, American energy dominance. He wants to be kind of that number one oil producer, number one natural gas producer in the world again. And a lot more needs to go with it with the United States because we need, you know, more pipelines, more infrastructure, more things like that. So, you know, putting the United States back in the forefront of energy production because we are, of course, the number one energy user in the world, is a sensible plan. How he plays these tariffs remains to be seen. Is it a bluff? Is he really serious about it? Is it bringing people to the table for a negotiation? Hard to know, but he is certainly serious, and I think we'll see a lot more actions around energy because you can tell this administration's really using that as kind of the cornerstone, the linchpin of their economic policy to get the country going again, to lower inflation, and to drive jobs and economic growth.
Do you think that declaring an energy emergency, though, was an overstatement, or do you view it as an emergency?
Well, you know, from the president's perspective, I think he sees it both near term and long term. One, you know, near term is a way to remove some things that the Biden administration did that really were either slowdowns or de facto bans in energy production in this country to reduce inflation, to lower prices, to spur jobs, things like that. And that's in the near term. The long term, I think he's looking at it from a perspective around AI and data centers and the increased electricity demand that we're going to have here in this country. Because one Google search today uses, let's say, one unit of power. One AI Google search is going to use 10 units of power. So we need a lot more electricity in this country for this kind of AI competition that I think the president sees out there, and he had a big announcement around AI. So we need to get ahead of it from an electricity standpoint. We need to have more energy in this country to meet our basic electricity needs, and that's coming pretty quickly. And in some corners, many people have called that a crisis, this kind of untold, undiscussed crisis. So I think it's pretty clear to me, at least, that the president's trying to get ahead of that, too.
All right. We'll see how it all shakes out. David, appreciate your insight. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. It'll certainly be interesting.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks. Bye-bye.